After live stream meditation, April 27, 2024. The meditation tonight was When the Heart Looks at the Heart. Before the meditation, Sat says,
you will see after a few deep breaths how you will sink in. It's magic.
After meditation, Sat asks for everybody's sharing.
Is everybody achieving to some extent what it was said? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes?
Mm-hmm. To some extent.
Mm-hmm. So you know it's true. If you can achieve it to some extent, that means it's true. Any sharing?
Can I share?
Yes.
Last 24 hours have been very challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things to deal with. My parenting role has been very much calling a lot of my attention. Really, really don't think I could have done this well. Managing, or not getting involved, but if it wasn't for combination of trust and a passive gaze, just alternating between the two. And I'm just amazed how I managed to keep myself from overthinking and jumping in and all those things. And I really appreciate that. I don't have any solutions. I'm generally just open to the solution to present itself.
Yeah.
And it's such a different
yes.
sort of strategy for me. I'm very much the type of person who used to jump in, try to solve or whatever. And I see a huge difference in myself. And I think my surrounding is affected by that. It's
yes.
so much calmer and more peaceful despite the challenges.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you because it does work. And that is art of living, right there.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
So for me, I had something happen yesterday that really flared my ego. And I knew right away there was a right choice and a wrong choice. But I granted myself a crazy loophole where I decided I needed to invest in this particular situation to see my side of things and really investigate against my better judgment. And for a few hours, I just let myself go.
Uh-huh.
And by the end, honestly, because of you, I was happy I did it. Because it tasted so disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it would help me make a better choice next time.
Exactly. That's why I say to some questions I answer, go for it. Come back wounded.
But just...
It's really good. Sometimes it's really good to not listen to your bitter judgment. I'm not saying you should do that, but if it does happen, then it leaves such a taste because you knew better.
Yeah.
It's not like you were stupid.
No.
It leaves such a taste that you rise above where you, before you made that mistake. Afterwards, you actually rise more.
And that the quickness with which we can catch it, the tools we have at our disposal, and the fact that the failures are successes too, it's just too good to be true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win.
That's just so true.
That Vijay and I were talking about this
the other day, and I shared a little bit of it with you. I'm so grateful for your guidance. And the one thing that always blows me away when I am open and I just go forward is how little I know about anything, or what's good or what's bad. When I put those aside, there's nothing but that infinite space for what you are. And I'm so grateful that you continue to help us. It's freedom.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is now every one of you is helping oneself. You know? It's like now you have the solution in your hand. You're not in the forest blindfolded. And that's what makes the life worth living. Otherwise, it's a fearful jungle. If we look at it other ways. At least the mind is. And then we begin to see beauty where before we couldn't see it. We can see harmony where we didn't see it before.
Possibility.
Possibility.
Where it never existed.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't think about it. It did exist, you were not wise enough to see it.
Sadhana, past few days, because I was getting ready for Mahasamadhi with you, I was listening to make that ready, I was listening to so many audios from you and Baba. And today I was just seeing you. I was working, and whenever it was good time, I was putting the audio again. And in the middle of the day, I didn't have it in my ears, but I just saw myself. I was feeling that I'm not living here in this world or within this human around me. It was like I'm just in heaven. Because of listening to so many audios from you and Baba and inspirational music to choose something. And also I want to say thank you so much. We have so many huge wisdom, audios, videos, so many. They are just blowing the mind and bigger than the place that I was in there, and the people that were working with me, just it was like I'm not there.
Yeah.
And actually, I had a very blissful and beautiful day.
Yeah, and I want to thank you on behalf of all of us.
Oh, no, please.
No, I'm serious. You know, so quietly, you're preserving the teaching in a beautiful way, and you're making this incredible, heart-touching videos, and I'm sure the one for Baba's Mahasamadhi is going to be beautiful too. I mean, you work really non-stop while you're working in another position. So your dedication is unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you for having this opportunity. You don't know how they changed my life, my day, my every minute, my every situation that Baba talked about, that is coming, and I really know better.
Yes, we know better now. And most of the time we do the right choice. And yeah, but this is a normal life. Just imagine how many abnormal going around. This is what life was meant to be, with joy, peace, and tranquility, at least to different degrees.
Sachin, I just, before you go, I was looking up quotes for this Sunday, and I came across one that I've never seen before, but it hit me so hard, and it's so, the way we use gratitude, the way we use trust meditation, the way that you kind of, we put our back to omnipresence, every problem, when we apply you to it, it goes, can I read this to you?
Yes.
It's a bubble quote, and I was just like, geez. Wherever your faith meets my love, there is a cure. To eliminate the ego, strengthen the belief that all objects belong to God and you are holding them on trust. And I think when I look at why my life is so awesome, it's because whenever a thing pops up, a small problem, a big problem, a thought, the beginning of a problem, we have all these ways to give it, to trust, whatever you want to call it, and to eliminate it, to not own it, to not carry it. And when I read this quote, I was like, he's done it, he's finally said the thing that makes me, this is how I feel. And I was just wanting to read it to you.
I know, isn't that funny that we attract, I mean, you do, because we're not doing it, because of our rise of our consciousness, the quotes that you're finding, I never came across of it. And that is in 80s and 90s, I used to read Baba's teaching. It is because now it's we're harmonizing, our heart is harmonizing with his highest teaching. It's amazing. Every time you bring one, I say, oh my God, this is exactly what is happening here. As if we are being supported by an avatar. It's awesome.
Seth, I just wanted to quickly share, this week I kind of had some challenges, just wasn't feeling well physically, and was very busy, and you know, ordinarily this could have been a very rough week and could have spiraled downwards, but I was able to just stay present. It didn't feel great, I wasn't feeling a lot of expansion, but I was able to just take care of a task in front of me and then move on and then come to meditation or get in a chat, and it was just enough to keep me going. And it's just amazing how the bad is not so bad when you're feeling down. It's just a ripple now.
Exactly. Your priority has changed from the mental and the physical to the spirit. So because your priority is there, the others take the back seat, where unless you look at it in the mirror, you won't see them. You know? And that is why we enter a spiritual world. We don't come here to keep each other company. We come here for freedom. And I'm so blessed to witness not only my own freedom and to see everybody else's freedom equally happening. Yeah, it's all about priority of practice, priority of interest. It's like I was listening to the chat because it was sent to me for our website. We're talking about serving two masters. Mm. And we're not joking around anymore with these two masters. We know which one is the driver, which one is the back seat now. And because of that, we are in control of our own peace, rather than being affected by the nagging.
Sachin, in this chat to you, we were talking about it yesterday, the same quote, the same question and answer, how you said our ordinary life is not as important, and everybody was, I mean, feeling it, that yes, it is not as important. Like everybody said, ups and downs happen, or body and mind react, but it goes away. It's like a ripple. It's not that stays and destroys big chunk of your time, and we feel it more and more that it's...
We're identifying more with the screen than the drama on it. And that is freedom.
Sachin, last night I was listening to audio, so I can't tell you which audio it was because I was between like asleep and awake. But you said this one thing. You said, we get tired of who we are not. And who we are expands.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my gosh, that's happening.
Yes.
And I used to think when you would say...
We don't have tolerance for ego anymore.
I used to think who we are not just meant like the bad parts of my personality that I didn't like. But now I see who we are not is everything. It's all, everything that the world has to offer or tells you.
Everything that has been objectified. Your image of yourself is objectified because you can see an image of yourself. You're not it. You take all of that away and you're left with joy, contentment.
Sachin, even thoughts can be objectified and then they become a problem.
100%. 100%. Yeah. You see, the wind outside is going around, but we're not objectifying it. When you look and start having opinion and mixing with that, then it becomes something solid. It's not anything. It's where the attention goes, is where. Yeah.
Sachin, one thing I was experiencing while I had the flu, and it was really interesting, is because in the beginning, the first day I had the flu, I felt really bad and miserable and really trying to get better. And then I practiced not seeing the flu as bad or good, just don't try to get better and don't try to get worse.
That's right.
Just be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very helpful. I'm not saying I felt good immediately, but I wasn't struggling with it.
Yeah, just the fact that we want to alter, we already objectified it to something real. Yeah. Well, look at how much understanding you guys are having. It would be a day I don't even have to talk. You guys know what is going on.